This is Franchise Friday, a short episode designed to talk all things franchising. As a listener of the Path to Freedom podcast, you know you want to take control of your life and create more freedom for yourself. But have you ever stopped to consider franchise ownership as an avenue for doing just that? Owning a franchise means you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And it can be a great way to become a first-time business owner, or even for a seasoned entrepreneur to expand their portfolio and break into a new business. But where do you even start? I know firsthand how overwhelming of a process it can be to figure out which franchise companies are good, which ones might be a good fit for you, and how to go about vetting them. And that's exactly what I'll be talking about in these episodes. I'll be detailing the methodical process I use with my consulting clients to help them navigate what would typically be an overwhelming process. There's an art to finding the right franchise for you and conducting a thorough investigation, and that's what I'll be unpacking on Franchise Fridays. Thanks for tuning in. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Franchise Friday. I'm super excited about this series because, as you probably know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I'm very passionate when it comes to franchising. And franchise ownership is what's got me and my family on our own path to freedom. And it's changed our lives in such a positive way that I love helping other people understand the world of franchising and figure out if it's the right way for them to start charting their own path to freedom. So I wanted to put this Franchise Friday series together to give people a better idea of, number one, what is franchise business ownership and why might it be worth considering if you are interested in getting into business for yourself? Number two, to provide some guidance when it comes to navigating what would typically be a very overwhelming process, just to, you know, try to figure out what franchise opportunities are out there, which ones might be a good fit for you, and then how in the world do you even go about investigating a franchise business to determine if it's a good investment. So we're going to talk a lot about that exact process, and it's the same process that I use with my consulting clients. To take a very methodical approach to identifying and investigating franchise businesses. And then I also want to use this series as an opportunity to, you know, I guess, address or dispel some common misconceptions when it comes to franchising, and also answer some frequently asked questions. So that's kind of what I'm thinking that we're going to do in this Franchise Friday series. And again, I'm very, very excited about it. So for this first episode, I thought a natural starting point would be what is a franchise and what types of franchise businesses are out there? So if you're a nerd like me and you love to read and you like history and you love to kind of research topics that you're passionate about, you'll know that franchising actually goes back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years in terms of a business model. It's been around forever. And the reason it works so well and it's, you know, withheld the test of time as a business model is because at the end of the day, franchising is really a partnership. It's a partnership between the franchisor, which you can think of that as the parent company, and the franchisees. And that's why it works so well, because everyone involved, the franchisor and the franchisees, are mutually aligned. And I guess one of the first misconceptions that I'll go ahead and kind of dispel right now is that, you know, franchisors, franchise companies do not typically make their money by selling franchises, right? You do have to pay a franchise fee up front to become a franchisee, but that is usually, you know, not the main profit center for these franchise companies. The way they make money and the way they grow is off of usually a royalty, which is most times structured as a percentage of the franchisee's revenue, right? So in order for a franchisor to be profitable themselves and to continue to grow, they have to have happy, successful franchisees who themselves have businesses that are growing. So it is in the franchisor's best interest to really support those franchisees and give them systems and processes and all types of other support that are going to allow them to not only get their business ramped up quickly, but to also continue to grow it over time, because the healthier the franchisees' businesses are, the healthier the franchisor is. So, you know, that's a big part, or really the reason, of why franchising has been around for so long and why it continues to be such a prominent business model. And that leads me to the second point I wanted to mention, which is what types of franchise businesses are out there. Most people, if they're not very well versed in franchising, and this is how I was when I first, you know, kind of got into franchising in the first place, most people think of food businesses when they hear the word franchise. And I get it, you know, food is a huge sector within the world of franchising, but there are so many non-food franchise businesses out there. It blows most people's minds when they really start, you know, learning and understanding what types of franchise opportunities are out there. And they're businesses that, you know, we all do business with on a regular basis. Just in many cases, people don't realize they're actually doing business with a franchise. And so that creates so much opportunity, because I talk to a lot of people and they're like, Wes, you know, I love the idea of getting into business for myself. I've never really considered a franchise because I don't see myself being in the food business. Well, guess what? Me neither. We own franchise businesses. None of them are food. We continue to invest in franchise businesses. That's a very big part of our growth strategy from a business standpoint. As we sit here today, I don't see myself investing in a food franchise. I'm not saying that food franchises are not good. They can clearly work. It just doesn't fit with the type of business that, you know, I'm personally interested in getting into. So I make that point just to illustrate that, you know, you may want to stop and reconsider franchising as a great way to get into business for yourself, even if you don't see yourself being in the food business. Which leads me to, I guess, the third point that I wanted to hit on in this initial episode, which is, why would you want to invest in a franchise? And I'm going to do an entire episode where I unpack this particular topic a lot more. But in terms of the why, and this ties into the first point, which is, what is a franchise? What you're really buying with a franchise is you're buying systems and processes, right? You're buying a blueprint to a business that has been proven to work. And unless you're one of the first handful of franchisees into the system, you know, you're essentially paying to avoid the mistakes that the franchisor and the other franchisees before you have already made. You know, so again, I talk to some people and they're like, Wes, you know, franchising, not for me. I'm very entrepreneurial. I can build a business from scratch. And that's fantastic. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, building your own business. I've done it too. But for us with franchise businesses, we look at it as a way that we can run much faster. Right? With a franchise, you don't have to put all of the individual pieces of the business in place. You get to plug in to an operating system that already exists, meaning you get to start working on actually building and growing your business pretty much from day one. Of course, there's some training and some onboarding that happens before you actually open your franchise business, whatever type of business it may be. But my point is, the opportunity to ramp your business up much faster exists when you are involved in a very good franchise company. And then, as I've already mentioned, it's not only in the franchisor's best interest to help you as a new franchisee get your business ramped up as quickly as possible, it's in their best interest to help you continue to grow your business and operate it more efficiently and more effectively over time. So you have a long-term partner. And there's so many different ways that franchisors provide support to their franchisees and how they can add value. And it varies depending on the type of business, but you know, usually you're able to leverage the branding of the franchisor, the marketing support and resources. You know, in a lot of cases, there's great buying power that comes with a franchise because they have franchisees all over the country, you know, buying products and services, which, you know, allows them to leverage that for better pricing for their franchisees. You know, the list goes on and on in terms of how a franchisor can provide support to their franchisees. And these are all things that we're going to be talking about in a lot more detail as we get further into this Franchise Friday series. But think of a franchise as a blueprint for a business, right? I've also heard it described as a business with training wheels because, you know, while there are, you know, seasoned entrepreneurs out there that are very capable and have already built businesses on their own, there's also people out there that have the drive to, you know, be in business for themselves and not have to work for someone else, but they've never done it before and they wouldn't necessarily know where to start. So a franchise is a great option for those types of people as well, because, you know, you do have someone kind of guiding you, you know, through all of the steps that you need to go through to open your business. You have someone training you, you have someone just kind of, you know, leading you through all of the processes that you may not quite know how to navigate on your own. You know, you've probably heard me say this on other podcasts. I've got some videos out there where I talk about this as well. But one of my favorite sayings about franchising, and if you're not very familiar with franchising, I think this is a great way to think about it, is when you own a franchise business, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And again, at the end of the day, it's a partnership. That's what it really is. It's a mutually beneficial partnership. So I know I was kind of, you know, all over the place here, but I wanted to, I guess, first and foremost, just kind of, you know, highlight exactly what a franchise is. It's a lot more than just food businesses. There are franchise businesses in virtually every industry out there. There are also franchise businesses across all different investment ranges to get started. That's another misconception that a lot of people have is, you know, hey, Wes, all sounds good, but I couldn't afford to get into a franchise. And, you know, certainly not everyone is financially qualified to start a franchise. But if you're sitting there thinking, you know, McDonald's or Domino's when it comes to franchising, and you're thinking, hey, I don't have, you know, seven figures worth of capital to, you know, get a franchise business up and running, the good news is you don't necessarily need that much, right? There are some amazing franchise opportunities that require much, much less capital than most people think to get up and running. And there's a franchise business out there for just about anyone that's serious about getting into business for themselves. So I'll wrap this up by quickly saying, you know, who is a franchise business for? It's for the corporate executive that's been grinding it out for years and years, building something for someone else, and they're finally ready to go and build something for themselves, right? It's for the seasoned entrepreneur that's built businesses from scratch, but is looking to diversify and add another business to their portfolio, but wants to be in a position to ramp it up much quicker. It's for the stay-at-home mom or the stay-at-home dad that's looking for, you know, something a little more flexible where they control their time and their schedule, but they want to generate a little more income. Literally, there's a franchise business out there for just about everyone, if you're serious about getting into business for yourself. And that's what we're going to be talking about throughout this whole series, is how do you go about finding the right franchise business for you? Not all franchises are created equally. Not every franchise business that you're going to find on the internet is a good, legitimate franchise business. There are tons and tons of great franchise businesses out there. But with that being said, not every one of them is going to be a good fit for every person. Right? In my experience, it's a very personalized approach to finding a franchise. You have to figure out what it is you're really looking to accomplish through business ownership. And then you have to find a franchise business that's going to allow you to accomplish those things. And we're going to get into a lot more detail in this series about how to go about doing that. And then once you've identified franchise companies that, you know, are likely to be a good fit, or they align with your goals, how do you then go about investigating and vetting that particular franchise to figure out for sure if it's a good fit for you and if the investment makes sense? And there really is an art to this process. And I'm very, very experienced in this process. I've been through it myself in the franchises that we've invested in. I've been through it with franchises that we haven't invested in, right? I've helped hundreds of people at this point get into franchise businesses for themselves. And I want to share some of that knowledge and some of that experience with you guys through this Franchise Friday series. So thanks so much for tuning in. I hope this was a nice little teaser to get you excited about future episodes of Franchise Friday. So make sure you tune in next Friday for the second episode of Franchise Friday. Until then, make sure you don't miss the interview episode that'll be coming out midweek next week. Have a fantastic weekend or rest of your week. Whenever you're listening to this, go drop in. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for dropping in with me to this episode of Franchise Friday. I hope you learned something new. If you're interested in speaking with me about how you can start charting your own path to freedom through franchise ownership, I'd love to have a conversation. I provide a free consulting service to help people just like you identify and investigate franchise businesses that will help them create freedom in their own lives, and I'd love to help you with the same. You can visit my website at www.path2frdm.com or send me an email at wes@path2frdm.com. Make sure to tune in to next week's episodes of the Path to Freedom podcast and follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you know someone else that would get value from this, please take a moment to share with them. Until next time, go drop in.